The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a teaching tutorial Thursday with the great Professor Greg Cosell of NFL Films University in the house. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings. Love those dudes. Love all of you. Make sure you're listening later in the show because we got a very, very special offer for those of you that want to go against me and Joe Dolan, for that matter, in a DraftKings best ball draft. I want to take you down. It's going to be a live draft. We're even going to record it and everything. So let's see what you got. Make sure you're listening later on in the episode to find out how you can enter. We will also announce the winners of our weekly contest, the Spread the Word winner, sponsor confirmation email winner, YouTube shout out winner a little bit later in the show. But I want to get to Greg and I want to get to Max first. You know why? There's a new streaming service called Max and it's basically a sure bet. Everything is on HBO Max, it seems like. HBO, the whole DC universe, Adult Swim, together with TLC, Discovery, Food Network, and more. Look, Max has some of the best content out there. There's pretty much something for everybody in your household. My household, for sure. There's stuff that everybody can watch. Max is where we all win. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
All right, Greg, we are wrapping up the AFC this week, which means we'll get to the NFC East next week, but really enjoying these breakdowns with you, going over each and every division in the NFL. I don't know whether it's a season preview or an off-season review or whatever, but it's good. It's really good, and I've been taking a ton of notes every single week. Before we dive into the AFC West today, did have one question for you as it relates to the news of the week, and that's Isaiah Rodgers for the Colts, their corner. I don't think they're going to have him, Greg. I mean, the guy admitted wrongdoing on social media, and it felt like he'd been playing a lot for them the last couple of years. I remember him as a really fast, talented returner at UMass, but he'd been playing a bunch for the Colts. What do they lose when they presumably lose Isaiah Rodgers?
Well, he played a good amount of snaps for them last year. He was a rotational outside corner, and he played meaningful snaps. So, again, with the same coordinator there in Indianapolis, I don't know what their plan was with Rodgers, whether they saw him as a legit starter who was going to play 65, 70 snaps a game. But he clearly played meaningful snaps a year ago. And you and I both know in this league you never have enough corners. So that becomes now something that, you know, I don't know whether it caught the Colts by surprise, if they knew this was coming. You know, sometimes teams know this, you know, much earlier than is reported. But they need then to find another piece in their secondary because corner is a critical position.
Yeah, good point, especially about the depth piece, even if they have other guys that they thought, because they lost Gilmore too, right?
That's right.
So it always happens that way, Greg. It always happens where the issue is like exactly where you lost the other guy or where the other injury was. Let's dive into the Denver Broncos as we kick off the AFC West today. They did make some moves on the O-line, Greg, bringing in Ben Powers at left guard, McGlinchey at right tackle. And I've been hearing Sean Payton out there is raving about Greg Dulcich, talking about him as a Taysom Hill, Swiss Army knife type player.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I think we might have spoken about this earlier. I mean, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, or I spoke about it with someone else, but I thought Dulcich, when Sean Payton got the job, would really fit what he wants. In many ways, he's a combination big wide receiver, tight end. I mean, think about Marcus Colston when he was with the Saints with Sean Payton and the way he often lined up inside, probably more often than not. I certainly don't have numbers or percentages, but we can all picture Marcus Colston being either a number two receiver or a number three, the inside slot to Trips, and being really, really effective. And Colston was about 6'4". You know, he wasn't a burner, had a great career, though. You know, Dulcich, to me, is kind of that player within a Sean Payton offense.
Wow. That's really interesting. You know, I know you watched a lot of Russell Wilson last year, Greg. I guess the question is, what is your level of confidence that Sean Payton is going to be able to get Russell Wilson back to being closer to the player he was for most of his time in Seattle?
Well, I think Russell Wilson, he's going to try to get him to incrementally transition to being a timing rhythmic player, much like Drew Brees was. And again, I don't want people to think I'm making an apples to apples comparison. But you're dealing with a shorter quarterback. Wilson still throws the ball very well. Throwing the ball is not the issue. But I think he's going to try to get him to play far more rhythmically. One of the reasons they signed Ben Powers, and they have a good center in Cushenberry. And by the way, they drafted a center, even though he's in the seventh round, because we always know that Sean Payton, when he had Drew Brees, a shorter quarterback, how important the interior of your offensive line is. You know this. You play the offensive line controls the depth of the pocket, and you need space. When you're a shorter quarterback, you need space because you need to be able to see. The pocket cannot be squeezed because Wilson can't see over that. So I think interior O-line became really important for Sean Payton, and that's what he's going to try to get Wilson to do, is play more rhythmically. They do have a very good receiving core. They get Tim Patrick back, and I think he was a really good receiver a couple of years ago. They obviously are very high on Marvin Mims, drafting him in the second round. They still have Judy. They still have Sutton. We talked about Dulcich. This is actually a pretty interesting receiving core.
What about the Broncos from a defensive perspective, Greg? I'll tell you what, the one guy they brought in that I really like is Zach Allen from the Cardinals. That is a football player. That guy is a football player.
Yeah, and again, you know, they're transitioning, you know, obviously from more of a Fangio-type scheme. Van Joseph is now there as the DC. But I was talking to a coach who was on the staff the last 3 years on the defensive staff, and he just said Pat Surtain is just one of those guys. He is such a good player. He can match up to anybody in the league. You know, Vance Joseph, he didn't play a ton of man last year. They were kind of an interesting team when he was with the Cards in that they blitzed a lot but didn't play a lot of man, but he didn't have very good corners. And they were playing with a couple of street free agents. So I'll be very curious to see. Surtain on one side, it looks like it'll be Damari Mathis on the other out of Pittsburgh. And he got meaningful snaps a year ago. He's also an aggressive man corner. They drafted Riley Moss in the third round. He was one of my favorite players to watch, and he can play corner. He's not a safety. He's a corner. And all you need to do is watch him against Ohio State run stride for stride with Marvin Harrison without any problem at all. So I think you're going to see them play more man, and we'll see what they do with their pressure schemes because Vance Joseph has always been very good with that.
Then we get to the Chiefs, Greg.
Which they're pretty good. They got a pretty good quarterback, Ross.
They do have a good quarterback. I think he's going to make it in the league for at least a little bit longer. They have two new tackles.
Yep.
You know, they said when they signed Juwan Taylor, they're going to move him to left, but instead They went out and got Donovan Smith. So that's their tackles. Donovan Smith is he's been a durable guy, but, man, I've always wanted more from him personally. The other thing that's interesting, Greg, they have a lot of receivers.
Yeah,
I mean, sure do. Valdes-Scantling, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, Rashee Rice in the second round, Richie James, Justin Ross they're talking about. That's seven guys, and yet there's still talk about them maybe getting DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, and just two quick points relating to what you said. I'll be very curious how the tackle situation plays out because I agree with you about Smith. And not that I've studied in detail Juwan Taylor, but I've certainly seen a lot of offensive tape with the Jaguars. And I think Taylor at right tackle has just been okay. So that's, again, I'm not an expert on offensive line play, and I don't presume to be one, but I think he's been okay. Now, they actually drafted a kid out of Oklahoma in the third round, Wanya Morris, who so looks the part, Ross. I mean, if they can get this guy to play with good technique repetitively, that guy has a chance to be a good player in this league because if you just look at him, the body type, the movement, the arm length, that guy really looks like an NFL offensive tackle. But your point about the receivers, I'm really curious how that's going to play out. I mean, seven receivers do not make teams. You know that. So, you know, and Richie James, who had a nice year with the Giants, he chose to sign there. So he obviously felt he was going to play. So we'll see how it all plays out. But they sure do have a lot of receivers.
And a lot of them are getting money. Like they're getting guaranteed money. I don't know what they're going to do if they cut a guy or try to put him on practice squad. Maybe they try to find a way to keep them all. It'll be interesting. Defensively, Greg, it's a lot of the same guys. They had a young defense last year that really played well. The additions of note, to me at least, are their first-round pick, FAU, from Kansas State, the edge rusher.
Yep.
And then a guy that I had on the show a little bit earlier in the offseason, I always thought played well for the Chargers. And Drew Tranquil, I was a little surprised the Chargers moved on from him. So those are some of the additions that jumped out to me.
And again, I don't know what they're going to do, but I was surprised Drew Tranquil signed there because when they play nickel, is he going to be on the field? Because they have Willie Gay and Nick Bolton. So, again, we don't know the answer to that as you and I speak right now. But I was surprised he signed there for that reason. I tell you, one important signing I thought they made was Charles Omenihu. Omenihu has been a really nice piece for the 49ers and prior to that with the Houston Texans because he can line up at D end and D tackle. And you know they like players like that. Chris Jones can do both, although obviously he lines up predominantly D tackle, but he does rush at times from the edge. I think they found out that George Karlaftis probably is more of an inside pass rusher when they go to nickel as opposed nickel or dime as opposed to playing on the edge. And Mike Dan has been a really good player for them as well in their sub packages, and he can line up inside or outside. And I think, you know, in the secondary, they expect young players to continue to get better. That's why you draft players. Eventually you have to play them, and you hope that your scouting department, which I think has done a good job for the most part, that they get good guys and they play. I mean, Brian Cook's going to start at safety. He's going to replace Juan Thornhill.
Scouting department for the Chiefs has been outstanding. Yep. The amount of rookies that played for them last year, the amount of guys, I mean, last year people thought it was a rebuilding year after they traded Tyreek Hill. Their whole secondary was rookies at one point. Really, really impressive. Almost as impressive as the amount of Labatt Blue Lights I'm going to have this weekend at the beach. It's going to be awesome. You should be like me. Take your life to the next level with friends and family. Live life to the power of we with Labatt Blue Lights. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Okay, Greg, let's keep it rolling now with the Las Vegas Raiders. And I don't know, Greg. I don't want to be a hater. I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it right now.
Well, the issue really, I guess, is at quarterback with Jimmy G. I mean, you know, I don't know how that's going to play out, so I don't really know where to go with that. So, you know, we almost have to leave that alone. You know, obviously, if he's not available, then, you know, they have a quarterback issue. you know, obviously, I think the receiving core is interesting. I mean, Davante Adams is the top 2-3 receiver in the league, maybe number one, maybe number two, however people decide they want to rank receivers. You know, I thought Jacoby Myers was a nice pickup. He's a real solid kind of possession type. They still have Hunter Renfrow, who's really good in the slot.
You know, they added Michael Mayer, the tight end, Greg. So that, yeah. The additions are Jacoby Myers and Mayer. And I guess Austin Hooper on some level.
Yeah, and they still have O.J. Howard, who's, you know, another guy who they signed. So you wonder if this is going to be a tight end-based offense, you know, just in terms of personnel. And then, you know, because Mayer, I think, is a really solid player. You know, I don't think he's special. You know, I think that he's going to be a good pro, but I don't think he's going to be one of those kinds of explosive tight end types. But I think he'll be a really nice player. But they're tight end heavy. And obviously they have Josh Jacobs. We'll see. You know, Josh Jacobs carried the ball an awful lot last year and, you know, had a great, great season. You wonder if he can do that in consecutive years with that many carries.
Defensive side of the ball, they brought in guys like Robert Spillane. They got Marcus Epps on the back end to play safety. But in the top 10, they took Tyree Wilson. Interesting pick. They have Crosby.
Yeah.
They have Chandler Jones. There were very, very mixed opinions on Tyree Wilson. I mean, I've seen the guy physically, Greg. It's really impressive. But then I watched, like, his highlights, and I remember thinking, are these really the best highlights they could find of this guy? Like, is this really, like, the best plays that he had as a top 10 pick?
Well, you're drafting him with the expectation that he will improve given his physical and athletic traits. As you said, he's got tremendous length. I mean, he really looks the part. You know, the feeling is that he'll continue to improve and that he'll become a really, really good player. And that I assume ultimately would replace Chandler Jones, who I believe is over 30 years old. So we know how good a player Max Crosby is. You know, it's interesting about Spillane. No one really talks about him, but you know what? Last year and the last couple of years, when the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he came from, played dime, he was the linebacker. Not Miles Jack, not Devin Bush, Robert Spillane. Spillane is a solid NFL linebacker. You know, last year they got good play from Diablo as well, who was a safety at Virginia Tech, who they moved to linebacker. And he played well until he got hurt. I've always liked Marcus Epps. I know you know him well doing your Eagles work. I think he's one of those guys that's a real solid piece on a defense. Maybe not a star, but a really good player. But they've got some serious questions at corner. This is a team that has a lot of questions that need to be answered throughout the offseason through training camp.
Let's get to the LA Chargers. The two most interesting things on offense for them, Greg, they drafted Quentin Johnson. Thought they might get more of a speed guy. I mean, he can run, but I thought they might get more of a guy like Zay Flowers. They go Quentin Johnson. They certainly like bigger bodied receivers. And they have a new coordinator in Kellen Moore, Greg.
Yeah. And I guess to some degree, they obviously had Quentin Johnson high on their board because I got to tell you, I really like Josh Palmer. So they obviously felt Johnson that they had to take him, you know, that he was high enough on their board that when it got to their pick, hey, we can't pass up a guy who we have, you know, much higher on our board than where we're drafting. So I understand that the thought process going into that. But they've got, I mean, in Williams, Johnston, Allen, and Joshua Palmer, they've got big, big receivers. I mean, those are big physical receivers. We know about Herbert. Don't need to spend a lot of time on him. You know, I'm very curious. Obviously, they'll get Slater back at left tackle. He played extremely well. There's a pretty good O-line. I mean, they feel really good about the right tackle, Pipkins. I mean, I don't know a ton about him, Ross. You may know more, but they signed him. And so they obviously feel that he's a quality right tackle in this league.
What do you think the difference is with Kellen Moore, Greg?
You know, that's a hard question to answer because I think that he will try to work with Herbert and figure out what Herbert's comfortable with. And I really believe that. So, like, I don't think Moore is going to go in there and say, here's what we're doing, Justin. You're going to do what I want to get done regardless. I think that's going to be, you know, a little bit of a situation where he works with Herbert with what Herbert's comfortable with. So I'm just being honest with you. I don't really feel like I know the answer to that.
Biggest additions on defense, Greg, I think are all really linebackers. I mean,
yeah.
Eric Kendricks, Deion Henley.
Love Henley. Love Henley. Yeah. Deion Henley was a wide receiver, and he only has played linebacker for 2 years. Came out of Washington State, loved his tape. Guy played like he was shot out of a cannon. But Kendricks is a really nice replacement for Drew Tranquil. You know, a veteran, knows how to play, smart. Obviously, they want Joey Bosa to be healthy. He missed most of last season. You know, I think if Bosa's healthy with Mack on the other side, you've got two bookend rushers. You have to figure out how you want to deal with your protection when you play them. Do you need to keep a tight end in? Do you need to keep a back in? Who do you slide to? I mean, I think those are important questions when you play the Chargers. They'll get J.C. Jackson back. They spent a lot of money for him at corner. You know, he was a really good man corner in New England. Really struggled last year early before he went down with an injury for the season. I'm sure they're expecting him to play and be back at what he was in New England. That's why they signed him. So to me, he's a really important piece in their defense.
Check him out on social media. He is the man, at Greg Cosell. Loving this series. Next week, it's the NFC East. Should be fantastic. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it.
Speaking of fantastic, you guys know how I feel about Raycon earbuds. I mean, there are so many things we're spending so much money on these days. Why do that? You don't need to do that. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. You guys know I'm a huge fan. Have them in all the time when I'm riding my bike or going for a walk on the beach, whatever it is. Huge, huge fan. Evidently, a lot of other people are because they have 50,000 five-star reviews. Love the noise isolation. Love that you can just hit the earbud tap functions. I got to be honest with you. You know what I like? I never even get close to getting to the end of the battery time of the play time. And I like that they don't stick out of my ear. You know, it's like these little blue things you don't even know are there. Go to buyraycon.com/Tucker today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Tucker. To score 15% off, buyraycon.com/Tucker.
Tuck Takes.
All right, Ross. A couple of points of news. The Bills. They signed quarterback Cam Dantzler. Safety DeMar Hamlin participated in team drills. And Josh Allen is the Madden 24 cover athlete.
Dude, no teams in the NFL are doing anything this week except the Bills. I feel like we've had 5 Bills-related Tux takes every day. The new stadium and, you know, bringing in Leonard Floyd and Ed Oliver. And now you got all these things. Great news about DeMar Hamlin. I'm happy for Josh Allen. He deserves it. I know that's a big deal. And why not bring in Dantzler? He's got some experience. Let him compete.
DeAndre Hopkins is making his first visit, checking out the Tennessee Titans.
That is interesting to me. Because just doesn't seem like a very good fit, right? I mean, they seem like a team in transition. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're looking at it like if they get Hopkins, they can still compete and win that division. I'm a little bit confused by that one, but maybe he's doing that just to try to get some leverage for some of these other teams. I don't know. I do know this. If you want to go against me and Joe Dolan, in a best ball draft, all you have to do is go to westshorehome.com/Ross and schedule a free estimate. When you do that, send me the link that says you scheduled it, ross@rostucker.com, and you're automatically entered to be in the contest against me and Joe Dolan. Who knows? Maybe I'll just take the first 10 people to do it. westshorehome.com/Ross. Get the free estimate. I'm a huge fan. You know, we did this. My wife and I, we did this. We replaced both upstairs. They were like the old fiberglass tubs. Now we got one. It's just like a beautiful walk-in. It's all like, it's just so much brighter in there. It's glass shower. And then the other one, the tub is just so much nicer. And you can see it for yourself. You don't need to believe me. Go to westshorehome.com/Ross to get the free estimate and lock in this crazy free installation for a limited time. westshorehome.com/Ross. Cannot wait to see which one of you guys we go against in this best ball draft. Because you know what I like, Jack? I like winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do this week, Jack, for the Spread the Word winner? How about M. Scheiser made an Instagram comment. Instagram comments help the algorithm. I like it. You make an Instagram comment on any at Ross Tucker Pod post, you got a great chance to be the Spread the Word winner. So M. Scheiser, email me, ross@rostucker.com. Let me know if you'd rather have a signed picture or a signed football card or one of these awesome, cool signed press passes that nobody else has. The sponsor confirmation email winner is Joe McElhaney. He took advantage of the uncommon goods code. Man, I didn't even know we still had that thing, but that's what happens when you go to the sponsor page at rostucker.com. And then the YouTube shout out, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, goes to Marvin Krantz. Marvin, I really appreciated the kind words. Go ahead and email me with exactly who you would like that cameo style video for. Love doing those things for you guys. Love having an epic weekend. Back bright and early with Carl Nassib on Monday. What an awesome guest. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
Also, make sure to go to myfrontpagestory.com. Father's Day is now what? 9 days away? 10 days away? Get on it. Myfrontpagestory.com. You can also go to Pizza Boy Brewing, where there's a lot of conversation going on about my take that Stromboli is better than pizza. Look, I love pizza. Fantastic. I just think Stromboli's better, man. I'll say this. I feel like the best Stromboli is better than the best pizza, but the worst Stromboli is worse than the worst pizza, if that makes sense. The other shout out, Sporticulture, HumanHeadNYC.com, SteakhouseSports.com, Go-Bengals.com, Evergreen Economics, BackOfficeScheduler.com.